Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? Everybody doing out there, man? Hope everybody doing well today. Hope y'all having a wonderful, great day, a beautiful day, doing beautiful things in this life, enjoying life, enjoying what our Father has blessed us with, what He has encouraged us to do, and how to do it. And, you know what I'm saying, just staying deep into the Word, because the Word is our Father, you know? And He said that His Spirit will be upon us, which is His Word, which is Him. So we must move according to the coordinates of the scriptures of the Bible and, you know, bless and exalt and praise our Father throughout while we're here. Because I was reading Enoch. Enoch is, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a heavy, heavy book, you know. When I say heavy, I mean, as in, like, mentally, like, because it's so much going on, like, in Enoch vision, you know, and you have to take your time with it, because you can miss out on a lot, and you have to question so much. Also, he used some very intellectual words that you have to study just so you can understand what's really going on, because Enoch was very, very wise. He was very smart, you know. And the things that he saw, people have not saw, you know. So the visions that Enoch had, other people have not seen them at that time, you know. And what I had read, you know, was Enoch had a vision that he went to heaven. And what he saw there was very serious to him, to where he knew that was what he supposed to have been all along. Like, he knew that was the place that he once was, that he once existed in. And it longed on him, you know, like, man, this is where I come from, you know. So what is this world that I'm in? Was his question, like, so what is this world, you know? So that's the same thing with us. As you read, as we read, and we're reading about ourselves, and you must not forget, because it's very hard to remember that when you read and no one, you're new to it, or no one has taught you this. So, you know, because your mind can get off track, and, you know, you can see things for how you want to see them from your own understanding. But our Father is teaching us the Bible as a learning lesson, as a remembrance. So remember, because as you look through Genesis and on, through Deuteronomy, Lamentations, all that, you know, you seeing that he's telling us in scriptures that we are forgetful people. We forget where we came from. We forgot. And he breaks down the reason of why we forgot. Why Israel forgot who they were. Why they forgot they God. What caused them to forget they God. He explains all these things. But if you do not know that the book is about you, black people of America, Hebrew Israelites, if you don't know that you're Hebrew, if you don't know that the Bible is about you, then you're not gonna read it as if our Father is talking to us. You're gonna read it as if he's talking to the ones in the book. You know what I'm saying? But the situations that our prophets went through in the book are the same situations that some of us going through are, that Israel went through in the book, are the same situations that we're going through now in this life today. You know what I'm saying? But everything that's in the book is for today. Even though it was wrote in the past, it was prophesied for today and all generations. Our Father's word goes to all generations. So as it was then, it is now. So we're going through those situations, but you just was too blind to see. Your mind wasn't taught to understand it in that way. You know, so people get it misconstrued and think that other people wrote the Bible, but our Father wrote the Bible, had the Bible written throughout the prophets for us, you know, and whatever got took out, it got took out, but it still makes logical sense today, no matter what they took out. Anything that got took out, he allowed to be taken out, but who took it out will be punished, because that's what the word says. We should take from this book, he would deal with them. So don't worry about somebody saying, oh, this stuff been taken out, this stuff far-fetched. No, it doesn't make sense to many people, because many people have not gave their whole heart to God. So they don't get the full understanding of what's going on because they haven't gave their heart to God. Once you give your heart to God, God judge your heart, and then he would expand your mind to the measures of what he measured for you to have. So if you haven't fully gave yourself to God, fully submitted and gave your life to God, you only going to see what you going to see from your own understanding. You have to get understanding from him. He's the only one that can give you understanding, as he said in his word. So you can't read the Bible and expect to know things as soon as you read the Bible like it's just some old regular book, old plain book from a regular author. No, this is from the Creator himself. He gave the words that needed to be spoken to the prophets for them to write them. You know what I'm saying? He made it so that these words can be interpreted from Hebrew to, you know, English text or Greek text, or however you want to say it. You know what I'm saying? Even though people put words of different, you know what I'm saying, that may not mean what he meant, you have to start reading through the text to understand, but you have to look up words that you don't understand throughout the text. Because when you read the scripture, those words are going to make sense throughout the, they're going to start making sense. Because if you don't know a word and then you look the word up and you still don't understand the word, it's similar words to that word. And once you find a word that's similar to that word, then something click like, oh, this means similar to this. This word is similar to this word. You see what I'm saying? So then as you continue to search and search and search, then it start making more and more sense. You know what I'm saying? So now you're becoming, your mind is expanding to more of a divine intelligence mind, because now one word has took you to another word, and then you break it down to other word to understand that one word. You see what I'm saying? So once you get the understanding, then you go back to the text, and then you read, and then it makes sense. And you're like, oh, you see what I'm saying? But majority of the text may not be time for you to understand it, because like I said, our Father will give you understanding. You know what I'm saying? So you may not get it for that point in time. You may not be ready for it. It may be too heavy for you. It may not be, you know what I'm saying, your appointed time to know. So the thing is, you have to read based on the understanding of what our Father give to you. You know, everything else to come. It comes with time. Everything comes with time. You can't rush this. It's nothing to rush when it comes to God. Everything comes with patience, being meek and humble. That's why you say the meek shall inherit the earth, the humble one. The humble one shall inherit the earth. The ones that's patient, humble, and doing the law will inherit the earth. You know, so when I read Enoch, you're going to have to take your time with it, because it's deep and it's heavy. And it's even days where I had to stop reading it because it was that heavy. And I didn't understand. I'm like, I want to read, but it's like, it's heavy. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot going on. My mind has to grasp all what's being taught to me. Because what he's saying is not normal. It's not the norm of what any other person could possibly tell you, because God gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? And if he wasn't able to see it, then it wouldn't be written. But it is. And it's very heavy. It's a lot. So you have to grasp in, take in what's going on. And you have to understand what's going on. And I was like, man, I can't really, like, well, I can't, you know, maneuver through Enoch like I just maneuvered through, what book that was? What is it called? Jubilee. Yeah, Jubilee. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, we, you know what I'm saying, we move smooth through Jubilee, you know what I'm saying, but with Enoch, it's a lot going on, so it's like, You know, he going to different levels of the earth, different levels of heaven, different, you know what I'm saying? All these things. You learn about the stars, the moon, the sun, you know, the angels. You see how smart and wise the angels is, how intelligent they is. You saying how divine our Father is. You saying how intelligent Enoch is. You saying where Enoch getting his knowledge from. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on that you got to take in, you know. And I was trying to figure out, like, me and my wife will read, like, 2 days, 3 days straight, 4 days straight. And then it's like this big stop, this big pause. But it's like every time we go back, I'm like, babe, we got to go back because I remember what's going on, but it's like, I feel like I missed something. Is that enjoyable? Is that exciting that you have to go back because you feel like you probably missed something? You know what I'm saying? That's how you feel. You feel like, man, I probably missed something. I'm going to go back and reread to make sure. So that's why it's taking so long for me to finish it and read it, because I keep going back. And I know my Father doing that for a reason, because like I said, it's a lot to take in. So, you know, you keep going back. You're not going to really get it at first. You can't just read it and think it's like anything else. And it's like, you got to stop and find the definition for those words so you can get the understanding, the full understanding of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's not as simple as, you know, a lot of other things that you probably read in the Bible. So it's like, it's a lot, man. But I enjoy it because it what I feel is doing for me, it's helping me become more patient and humble in my studies. You know, in my studies and studying the word, studying the verses, it makes me more humble and patient, you know, and studying and figuring out, you know, what's really going on, you know, because what I find to realize from my studies of what's going on is that our real home isn't in heaven. You know, that's where we pre-existed at. That's where we exist. That's where we're from, you know, which I knew. But it's when you read it, it's different because my apostle taught us this, you know, because she studied, she do her studies, she teach. So, and I thank God for her for teaching us that. But when you study it yourself, it hits you different. It hits you different when somebody else tell you, like, huh, what? But then when you read it, it's like you taking on, you know, that power, that feeling, you know? And it's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? It's an amazing feeling. So it's like when you're taking that on, you know, a lot comes with it. And you can feel how heavy it is by knowing that, because Satan don't want you to know that. Those spirits that's in you, that jack you up mentally, they don't want you to know that, because your mental is now becoming divine intelligence. Because now Enoch is taking you to a whole nother world. He's taking you to a whole, he's taking you to the mind that God gave him. You know what I'm saying? And now you taking on a whole nother mindset, because you have to literally go and figure out what he's saying, because he's that divine. You know what I'm saying? He's that wise. He's that smart. To where you have to go. It's just like how, it's not just like Proverbs, but how Proverbs, some things are logical where you can get it, but some things that Solomon say, you like, huh, what? Hold on. Let me think about this. You know, like, let me try to comprehend what he just said, you know? So it's like, it's those things that happens, you know? It slows you down, you know what I'm saying, from how you was moving through other Bible books and chapters. You know, which is great, because you need to humble yourself. You need to slow down. You need to, because you're missing out on so much, you know what I'm saying, by trying to just read it just to get through it. Or read it just to say you read it, whatever you're trying to do, whatever your little goal is, because this is a forever thing. This is not something where, oh, let me just try to get it and that's it. No, you got to actually sit there, and sometimes you got to wait on our Father to even let you get the understanding of what's going on, you know, because at the end of the day, it's up to him to give it to you, not you yourself. He created us, not we ourselves, as he said in Psalms 100, you know, so we give praise and thanks to him, and wait on him to give us understanding, knowledge, and wisdom, because it's his. It's his word. And he is his word, you know? So, yeah, man, like we really gotta understand what we're being taught. You know what I'm saying? We're being taught how we supposed to be, because we forgot. And since we forgot, you're being told that basically you got some type of amnesia of your remembrance, because you don't remember where you come from, who you really is, who your father is, what's his name, you know what I'm saying? Who you are, what happened to you. You don't understand. So you have to look at the Bible as, I'm trying to understand where I'm at, where I'm from, who I am, who my father is, what I'm supposed to be doing while I'm here. You know what I'm saying? These are all questions that's supposed to be taking place while you're reading, you know, the Bible. Because if you don't, then you're just reading it to just read it and think that, you know, what Moses had to tell to Israel is what Moses had to just tell to the Israel people. Which is true. That's what he had to tell to who? Israel or to you? Because you are Israel. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't know you are, then how would you know that Moses is talking to you? You would just think that Moses is talking to a people who was Israel. You know what I'm saying? So it has to make sense, man. And I'm telling y'all, that's how you're supposed to look at it. If you don't look at it that way, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you're doing, because you're not getting the full knowledge, you know, of what's going on.